What if you could see yourself as others see you? This simple yet profound question lies at the heart of 360 Feedback, a revolutionary approach that has transformed how organizations develop leaders and drive strategic change. Far from being just another HR tool, strategic 360 Feedback has become the cornerstone of talent management in over half of all organizations worldwide. The concept has evolved dramatically since its informal beginnings decades ago, with companies like PepsiCo, Walmart, and General Mills leveraging it not just for individual development, but to drive organizational transformation. This handbook, compiled by leading experts Alan Church, David Bracken, John Fleenor, and Dale Rose, represents the most comprehensive examination of this powerful methodology to date, revealing how the most successful companies use multi-source feedback to align individual behavior with strategic objectives. The concept of 360 feedback has undergone a profound transformation since its origins in the 1950s sensitivity training movement. What began as informal conversations in training rooms has evolved into a sophisticated, research-backed practice used by over 85% of Fortune 500 companies worldwide. At its core, strategic 360 feedback involves collecting comprehensive behavioral data from multiple sources in the workplace, including direct managers, peers, direct reports, and external stakeholders like clients and vendors to enhance individual development, inform talent decisions, identify organizational insights, and drive systematic change. What distinguishes truly strategic 360 feedback from traditional approaches is its deliberate alignment with organizational goals and values. Rather than merely providing feedback for individual development, strategic 360 feedback serves as a powerful mechanism to translate organizational strategy into concrete behaviors that leaders at all levels can understand and demonstrate. For example, if an organization prioritizes innovation, the 360 assessment would specifically measure behaviors like encouraging creative thinking, supporting calculated risk-taking, and fostering an environment where new ideas can flourish. This evolution reflects a growing recognition that feedback systems must be purposeful, grounded in sound methodology, and designed with clear organizational objectives in mind. The debate over whether 360 feedback should be used solely for development or also for administrative decisions has largely been settled in practice, if not in theory. Organizations increasingly recognize the value of using carefully designed 360 processes to inform critical talent management decisions like succession planning, high potential identification, and even compensation adjustments. Leading companies like Microsoft, Google, and Goldman Sachs have successfully integrated 360 feedback into their performance management systems, demonstrating that when properly implemented, this tool provides uniquely valuable data that can enhance the quality of these critical decisions while maintaining employee trust and engagement. The strategic application of 360 feedback requires four key elements. First, content must be derived from the organization's unique strategy and values, incorporating specific behaviors that drive success in that particular context. Second, processes must be designed to yield reliable and valid results suitable for decision-making, including proper rater training and consistent administration procedures. Third, the feedback system must integrate seamlessly with important talent management processes such as leadership development programs, succession planning, and performance reviews. Finally, inclusive participation across targeted organizational units ensures comprehensive data collection and organizational buy-in. When these elements align, 360 feedback transforms from a simple development tool into a strategic lever for organizational change. Companies like IBM and GE have used strategic 360 programs to drive cultural transformation, improve leadership capabilities across multiple levels, and accelerate the development of future leaders. The most successful implementations also include regular review cycles to assess the impact of feedback on both individual and organizational performance, creating a continuous improvement loop that ensures the system remains relevant and effective over time. The question of whether 360 feedback should be used for performance evaluation has evolved from a heated debate to a practical reality. By 2013, nearly half of companies were using 360 feedback for performance evaluation, affecting decisions about pay, promotion, and talent management. This shift recognizes that strategic decisions based solely on a single manager's opinion are incomplete, particularly in complex organizational environments where supervisors cannot observe all aspects of performance. Organizations implementing 360 feedback for evaluation purposes face five major challenges. First, they must determine whether feedback should be used for development, evaluation, or both. While research presents mixed findings, the reality is that truly development-only feedback rarely exists in practice. Feedback insights inevitably influence organizational decisions, even when not formally designated for evaluation. Second, rater selection becomes critical when feedback affects careers. Collaboration between supervisor and focal leader in selecting raters is generally preferred, though this creates dilemmas when anonymity is a concern or when there's potential for bias in the selection process. Third, organizations must address whether raters will provide accurate ratings and useful narrative feedback. Rating accuracy faces numerous obstacles, including halo effect, leniency, primacy, recency, and availability biases. These errors become especially problematic when feedback affects pay or promotion decisions. Fourth, managers tasked with interpreting 360 feedback are susceptible to confirmation bias, seeking and interpreting data that confirms pre-existing opinions. The voluminous data in 360 reports makes selective attention to confirming evidence likely, creating situations where any feedback might reinforce a manager's existing opinion. Finally, organization-wide 360 feedback programs can burden raters who might need to evaluate numerous colleagues. This time demand creates trade-offs between comprehensive feedback and practical implementation. Despite these challenges, organizations can maximize the value of 360 feedback for performance evaluation through several best practices, ensuring all participants understand the process, encouraging year-round observation and data collection, using 360 feedback to highlight key performance elements rather than replace traditional evaluations, providing resources like coaching and training to support the process, and integrating 360 feedback deeply into the organization's performance management culture. 360 feedback has become an essential component of modern talent management systems, particularly for identifying and developing high-potential leaders. Unlike traditional applications that focus primarily on individual development, talent management applications use 360 data to make critical decisions about succession planning, leadership bench strength, and future organizational capability. What makes 360 feedback uniquely valuable for talent management is its ability to provide comprehensive behavioral data aligned with future leadership requirements. When properly designed, these assessments can reveal not just how leaders perform today, but how ready they are for future roles with expanded scope and complexity. This predictive quality makes 360 feedback particularly valuable for succession planning and high potential identification. A compelling case example illustrates this power. During a talent review meeting, two employees, Robert and Amanda, who completed 360 feedback as part of a validated high potential assessment program, demonstrated the strategic value of 360 data. While Robert had been designated a high potential based on traditional metrics, his 360 results placed him in the bottom quartile of the norm group. Amanda, previously labeled only as a key contributor, showed exceptional 360 results, suggesting high leadership potential. Deeper analysis revealed Robert managed up exceptionally well but overworked his direct reports, while Amanda demonstrated strong collaborative skills and people development capabilities across all rater groups. Based on this 360 data, Robert was moved down the succession list and given development opportunities to enhance his people leadership skills, while Amanda regained her high potential status with targeted development to build rapport with her manager. This case illustrates how 360 results can strategically inform talent decisions and target development for future leaders. For talent management applications, four key components require careful consideration. First, the content must be based on the organization's strategic direction rather than generic leadership models. The design requires a framework of competencies that generate behaviors for a customized 360 tool, providing both targeted measurement for future success and new standards for comparing talent across groups. Second, the target population should match those who need to be identified, reviewed, or placed into key assignments. Sheep-dipping the organization rarely meets strategic needs. Timing is also critical, with optimal points for 360 assessment including 6 to 9 months into new assignments, 12 to 18 months into coaching relationships, or 18 to 24 months into existing roles for planning purposes. Third, proper validation and scoring methodology become essential when 360 data impacts careers. While developmental 360s typically average all ratings equally, talent management applications often use an equal weighting approach where manager, direct report, and peer perspectives each contribute equally, 33%, to the overall rating regardless of group size. Finally, for 360 feedback to impact high potential identification and succession planning effectively, results must be digitally integrated and immediately available during talent discussions. Decision makers need real-time access to 360 data alongside performance ratings, high potential designations, and other assessment results to make informed decisions about talent placement. The practice of 360 feedback is deeply rooted in leadership development efforts, filling an important gap by capturing leadership as a social process from multiple perspectives while providing a safer route for honest input through rater anonymity. From just 24 instruments identified in the 1970s, the field has grown to hundreds of tools available today, with many organizations creating their own customized versions to reflect their leadership competency frameworks. Successful 360 feedback for leadership development hinges on stimulating desired changes in focal leaders. Research and organizational experience point to practices that provide clarity about needed changes and motivate leaders to pursue them. Effective feedback should be specific, relevant, and credible. Instruments should describe observable behaviors rather than traits, outcomes, or broad capabilities, and focus on competencies the organization has identified as important. Motivating change requires establishing clear expectations that 360 feedback will drive development, focusing on competencies the organization values, and fostering a growth mindset that leaders can change. Specific improvement goals are essential. Leaders should develop focused plans targeting a few challenging goals that benefit the organization and generate personal satisfaction. Creating accountability is critical. Three-way sessions between the leader, manager, and coach are particularly effective. 360 feedback achieves maximum impact when embedded in comprehensive leadership development systems. Feedback-intensive programs combine 360 data with personality assessments and interpersonal preferences to deepen self-awareness and explain behavioral tendencies. Extended development initiatives use 360 as a starting point, providing structured opportunities to practice new behaviors in safe environments before applying them at work, with follow-up sessions and reassessment to track progress. Beyond individual benefits, 360 processes can influence leadership capacity throughout the organization by educating raters about effective leadership. The process begins with clear communication from senior executives about the purpose and importance of the feedback. Rater training provides structured reflection on the organization's leadership competency model, reinforcing these standards throughout the organization. When raters evaluate multiple leaders, they develop nuanced understanding of leadership behaviors. To build collective leadership capacity, organizations must deploy 360 feedback across all leadership levels. When leaders across specific levels or regions show competency gaps, targeted development can be implemented. Conversely, high-performing groups can serve as sources for mentorship or rotational assignments. Organization-wide implementation also generates valuable talent analytics data to identify patterns related to employee engagement or recruitment sources for critical competencies. A strong feedback culture emerges when individuals continuously receive, solicit, and use formal and informal feedback to improve performance. Strategic 360 feedback processes that incorporate rater education, broad participation, result sharing, and integration with leadership development systems can serve as the foundation for such a culture. The prevalence of teams in organizations has increased dramatically over the past two decades, with research showing that thorough feedback from fellow team members is linked to high performance and trust. Strategic 360 feedback can help teams reach common understanding of tasks and develop mutual agreement among members, distinguishing it from traditional feedback systems through alignment with specific, research-backed developmental processes. While traditional team development theories focus on linear stages, newer approaches consider team context and tasks. Kozlowski's four-phase model includes team formation, task compilation, role compilation, and team compilation, emphasizing development of adaptive capabilities across individual, dyadic, and team levels. Strategic 360 feedback can accelerate this development cycle, helping teams compile knowledge and skills from individual to team focus. Team learning is the process through which teams obtain and process data to adapt and improve. 360 feedback, especially from team members, is vital to this learning process as teams face shared experiences. Feedback and team training work in a mutually beneficial cycle. Feedback enhances training outcomes, while training promotes effective feedback. Organizations implementing 360 feedback should consider targeted interventions aimed at improving the affective, behavioral, and cognitive processes underlying team performance. Key affective processes include cohesion, conflict, and collective efficacy. Strategic 360 feedback can improve team cohesion by providing feedback on the integration of norms and goals. For team conflict, feedback systems can facilitate cooperative conflict management approaches and limit conflict duration through specific, constructive feedback that identifies conflict sources. Team behavioral processes like coordination, cooperation, and communication strongly predict performance. For coordination, managing team interdependencies, 360 feedback can target information sharing and planning while promoting a feedback culture where members feel comfortable soliciting input outside formal feedback periods. Communication, though varying by team context, benefits from frequent, well-directed feedback that enhances problem-solving and overall performance. Team cognition, the shared understanding of tasks, team, and situation, drives performance, particularly in highly interdependent teams. Strategic 360 feedback should target team cognition through interventions like team self-correction training, reviewing events, identifying errors, exchanging feedback, planning, and structured pre- and debriefs. Strategic 360 team feedback yields greater benefits than isolated feedback interventions. Team feedback can target individual or team levels or both. Individual-level feedback in teams should focus on each person's role within the team rather than isolated performance. Asking questions like, is the member pulling their weight, or does the member promote trust? Rater performance problems, particularly inflated scores and lack of variance, undermine strategic 360 feedback processes by compromising data reliability and validity. Without reliable data, 360 feedback cannot support personnel decisions or integrate effectively into talent management systems, requirements for being truly strategic. The core issue is ambiguity, which can be countered through specificity, clarity, and transparency in process design. The Alamo model, performance equals alignment times ability times motivation times opportunity, helps diagnose suboptimal rater performance. Causes of rating errors include alignment issues, misunderstanding purpose or confidentiality, ability problems, misuse of rating scales, motivation challenges, fear of retribution, lack of trust, and opportunity limitations, insufficient observation. Combined interventions like scale changes with training can be more effective than single solutions. Creating optimal feedback characteristics relies on process design, rater enablement, and quality content/instrument design. Six critical characteristics for 360 content include 1. Survey content must tie directly to business purpose and organizational priorities. 2. Items should describe observable behaviors rather than internal states like believes or thinks. 3. Content must be relevant to the role or job level. 4. Behavioral indicators must be specific, clear, and focused on single behaviors to minimize interpretation differences. 5. Negative phrasing should be avoided as it creates psychological factors independent of content and leads to misinterpretation. And 6. Items should be grouped logically rather than randomized to enhance communication and reduce ambiguity. Organizations frequently question what rating scales to use in 360 feedback, driven by concerns about negatively skewed distributions with low variance. Despite these concerns, quantitative ratings remain vital to strategic 360 feedback systems as they standardize assessments across leaders, enhance fairness, and enable research on demographic differences, reliability, and correlations with other variables like turnover and sales. Various rating scales serve two purposes in strategic 360 feedback: providing feedback and enabling differentiation. While Likert scales, strongly agree, strongly disagree, are most common, 38% of organizations, they're problematic due to ambiguity about what exactly raters disagree with. Frequency scales, 21% usage, measure how often behaviors occur but fail to account for nonlinear behaviors or context-dependent effectiveness. Evaluation-based scales assess effectiveness rather than frequency, including effectiveness scales, characteristic scales, and relative/normative scales that compare leaders to others. When designing 360 feedback scales, research indicates 5 to 7 scale points yield optimal reliability and validity, with 5-point scales being most common, 80% of organizations. All scale points should be labeled to reduce ambiguity and improve reliability, with clear, distinct labels at equal intervals. Including don't know/not observed options produces more valid data by preventing uninformed ratings. Despite the widespread use of strategic 360 feedback, organizations often ignore evidence-based research highlighting potential limitations and risks of these interventions. Under the right circumstances, feedback can facilitate behavioral change. But studies show mixed results, ranging from measurable improvements to no change or even negative effects on engagement and productivity. A new individual behavioral change model, the Enlighten, Encourage, and Enable model, builds on established theories including planned behavior, self-efficacy, health belief, and the trans-theoretical model of change. This framework extends 360 feedback beyond awareness to enhanced effectiveness within strategic applications. The Enlighten stage focuses on helping clients understand and accept feedback while enhancing self-insight about strengths and development areas. Practitioners must help employees interpret feedback from different rater perspectives and manage potential emotional reactions that might range from pleasant surprise to hurt, anger, or depression. Neuroscience research shows that evaluative or negative feedback triggers the same neurophysiologic pathways as physical pain. Studies reveal that individuals receiving many unfavorable comments significantly decline in performance, while those receiving few improve. Research suggests flourishing occurs when positive emotions feature 2-5 times more frequently than negative ones. The Encourage stage translates insight into commitment through collaborative behavior change planning. Talent management professionals must explore resistance, strengthen action plan clarity, and ensure goals are realistic. Research by Lally and colleagues reveals that forming new automatic behaviors takes an average of 66 days, with a range from 18 to 254 days depending on complexity. Talent management professionals should recognize that translating 360 feedback into new workplace habits typically requires about 2 months or more of deliberate practice, longer than many expect. The enable stage helps employees acquire new knowledge, increase self-efficacy, and reinforce deliberate practice of skills through nudges or reminders, support systems, and progress monitoring. This stage focuses on building employee confidence in implementing new behaviors, managing setbacks, recognizing successes, leveraging social support, and tracking goal progress. Employees are more likely to maintain new behaviors when they feel confident in successful outcomes and experience a sense of mastery despite challenges. Demonstrating 360 feedback effectiveness requires tracking both individual and system-wide behavior change. Modern online platforms and apps allow organizations to set/track goals, seek feedback on progress, and evaluate perceived behavior change. Without systematic tracking and monitoring of development plans following 360 feedback, demonstrating ROI for organization-wide interventions becomes challenging. Organizations increasingly strive to improve performance through talent analytics, transforming how HR data is used. 360 feedback systems offer uniquely rich data sources with multiple perspectives, time series measurements, and connections to specific developmental activities. This creates opportunities for sophisticated analyses that can reveal secrets to leadership success and identify organizational dysfunction. Modern natural language processing has revolutionized the analysis of verbatim comments in 360 feedback. Where traditional text analytics relied on simple word counts, today's NLP tools can efficiently analyze thousands of records, automatically generating analyses of theme frequency and rater agreement. These tools allow focal leaders to calibrate their feedback against peers or top performers. Combined with machine learning, organizations can build predictive models identifying success factors for specific roles. The patterns within 360 ratings often yield more insights than the ratings themselves. Organizations can predict turnover by examining differences between manager ratings and other rater groups, identifying potential conflicts. Similarly, high standard deviations in ratings for individuals may indicate unclear performance expectations or lack of role clarity that dampens team performance. Strategic 360 feedback can also foster gender inclusiveness in organizations. While 360 feedback has the potential to drive desired behavioral changes and create a feedback culture of awareness and accountability, it's vulnerable to bias and stereotypical thinking that can negatively impact ratings of women's leadership competencies. Research using 360 data across various organizations reveals that gender stereotypes affect judgments of future leadership potential. For managers displaying ineffective interpersonal behaviors, insensitivity, coldness, arrogance, the likelihood of derailment was higher for women than men. Organizations can make 360 feedback more gender and diversity friendly by identifying and spreading gender inclusive behaviors through feedback systems with behaviorally anchored rating scales, communicating diversity's value through multiple channels, including mission statements and feedback processes, implementing recognition and reward processes for inclusive behaviors, and continuing to incentivize and measure mentorship programs. Looking to the future, technology will provide incremental improvements to 360 feedback systems, but fundamental principles of well-built systems will remain consistent. The major changes will involve expanded uses, particularly for making talent decisions rather than just developmental purposes. This will likely increase legal challenges, forcing organizations to implement best practices and greater methodological rigor, ultimately benefiting the field. Machine learning will increasingly interpret feedback and direct leaders to relevant development assignments, while integration of 360 data with other organizational and external data will create increasingly intelligent systems that better predict development needs and business impacts.